And we'll get going. So today is Mothering Sunday here in the UK, Mother's Day. And so our service is dedicated to mothers everywhere, both in the corporal sphere and in the non-corporal sphere. But it's also dedicated to the Divine Mother, the Mother Mary, who is the patron Lady Ascended Master of this year. And, you know, I'm sure you all know what Mother Mary looks like, but I did find some rather nice pictures, so I thought I'd just flash some of them up for you. This one I think is really, really pretty. Mary gazing adoringly at the baby Jesus surrounded by the cherubim. This one I think is really nice, a medieval Mother Mary depicted as a redhead. I think that's really stunning. What's really interesting in this picture is on her crown, you can see the two flowers that are sacred to the Mother Mary, the trumpet lily and the red rose. Those are two of the flowers that are aligned to the Mother Mary. Here's another very nice one, once again, gazing adoringly at the Christ child. And then just to end with a slightly New Agey version, this one, not my favourite, but still interesting nonetheless. And once again, you get the symbol of the rose there again too. I also wanted to show you this. This is officially what is called Madonna Blue. Not at all how I see Madonna Blue, but it is the official colour of Madonna Blue. And we're going to be using that colour a little in the opening meditation, so I wanted you to have a fix on it. If you see the colour differently in your own mind's eye, then I would always encourage you to go with what you intuitively feel. But yeah. This is what they say the colour looks like. Okay, so we are going to start with an opening prayer, and then we're going to go straight from the prayer into tonight's meditation. So I'd like you to get yourselves nice and comfortable, to close your eyes, of course, and bring your hands so that they are rested nice and comfortably over your heart. I'm going to get some lovely music playing. And then I'm going to say the prayer and ask you to repeat the words of the prayer after me. Those bird sounds are part of the music, in case anybody suddenly thinks that they've got a pigeon trapped in the flat. It's not the case. It is all part of the music. I'm just going to pull that down a little bit. Okay, so close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Hands rested over the heart. And I want you to repeat these words after me. O great and gracious Mother Mary, cosmic and starry Queen of Heaven, I call upon your power and your presence. Let it fall upon my heart as a blessing, and surround me with its loving arms, holding me forever in your mother's embrace. Mother Mary, open my spirit. Mother Mary, cleanse my heart. Mother Mary, heal my mind. Mother Mary, be with me now and ever. So mote it be. Amen. Now I want you to slowly bring your hands away from the heart and gently bring them so that the palms are facing each other, and so that they are held in front of your heart center, as if you were holding your heart chakra in an etheric embrace, supported by your hands, sharing space with the sacred heart of the Great Mother. Visualize the Madonna blue of the Mother Mary streaming from your hands into your heart, into your body, into your mind, and into your spirit. Madonna blue light flowing through the palms of your hands, filling you and surrounding you in a billowing cloud of brilliant Madonna blue healing, nurturing power. The energy settling upon you like a mantle of peace. Let the energy flow through you as an effortless stream. Allow yourself to be held in this space. Open yourself to the presence and the power of the Divine Mother. Let the light stream through you. Allow yourself to be held in her blessing. And in a moment, my voice will return to bring forward the words of the channeling. It is in the name of love and peace that I come, that I might share with you my words, my love, my truth. Open your heart to receive them, as the petals of the rose open to receive the light of the sun. Let them shine into your spirit and illuminate your soul and bring you succor and nurture and comfort. It is during such times as these that the world seems devoid of gentleness. It is during such times as these that it is gentleness that we crave, that it might inspire in us a belief in the presence of hope. When we cannot find this precious gift and virtue in the actions of man, we must look to nature as a perpetual example of eternal hope and life, and draw power from its renewal in order to renew our own spirit and our own soul. It is so challenging during times of war to witness horror and to find ourselves siding with those who, in defense of their land and their spirit, indulge in warfare, resulting in death. It is a paradox to find ourselves standing in solidarity with others who also inflict suffering and pain. We must then hold the light and love, hold the peace and truth, hold the ideals of harmony and justice. We must then look to nature and draw upon its example of how to be and what to hope for. Nature is caught in a perpetual cycle of life and death, of renewal and rebirth, of life and decay. Each year, shoots rise from the earth seeking the light, and some are successful in their quest, whereas others wither before they grow, hidden from the light, which is extinguished by taller trees or other plants and weeds which have grown before it to claim the patch of dazzling luminescence. But nature endures. It shifts and warps and changes its pattern and its shape to accommodate whatever disaster, whatever circumstance it finds. And ultimately, in summer, the earth is clothed anew with green, and the world moves on. Life springs eternal. Even in the greatest carnage, even in the moments of greatest doubt, there is hope for a new beginning. Let us then focus our thoughts on life whilst acknowledging the existence of death. Let us hold our hearts open to the ideal of peace whilst witnessing war. Let us focus on the bravery and courageous spirit of all human beings who would stand up for right amidst injustice and without judgment send our strength to all throughout the world who are in need. Let us call upon the light and reflect it into the minds and hearts of the darkest spirits, that they might be illuminated by its grace. Let us call upon the Mother to nurture all in love, and through the power of love to show the way, to guide the dead and inspire the living, and open even the most closed mind to the possibility of harmony. And let us, amongst all this, not forget our own needs, but draw from the power of the heart of the Mother that we require to endure: strength, hope, love, peace, rest, harmony, healing. Let us drink deep of her cup and be refreshed and fulfilled. Let us take from the power of nature the perpetual blessing of renewed life and feel it rising through our own bones and muscles, through our own spirit, mind and heart, to give us renewed life here on earth. Drink deep of the Mother's love and be refreshed in her arms and graces. Now, with your eyes still closed, I want you to bring your hands up from the heart and reach for the golden ray of spring, the light of a new season, the light of a new week full of promise and hope. Imagine it above your head like a bright and golden shining sun. And slowly, slowly pull it down with your hands, drawing the golden light over your head, over your neck, over your shoulders and body, and into your heart. A blessing, a protection. Eventually resting your hands back where they began, over your heart, and breathing that soft, honey golden light deep into the heart, deep into the spirit, deep into the core of the self. Give your thanks to the Mother Mary. Take a few deep breaths. Allow the final remnants of the golden light to flow into you and to seal you in a nimbus and halo of protection. Breathe in and out a little deeper. Center yourself back in your body, back in your room, back in your chair. Ground yourself. Protect yourself if you feel the need to do so. Breathe yourself back into your space, and when you are ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, just to say before we stop the recording, that as well as that meditation being available once the service is finished from the Sunday Angel service page, the music that we use there, which was composed by Andrew, my partner, which is called Mother Mary, is available to download for free from the library section of my website. So you just need to go to the Edwin Courtney website, click on the library, click on meditation music, and you'll find it there. You can click on it and download it for free. It's license free because Andrew composed it himself, which means that we're very happy for you to use it in any way, shape or form that you might want to, personally or publicly. If you want to use it in your own meditation groups or when you're doing your therapy sessions, you're very, very welcome. It's a really, really nice piece. It's one of my favorite pieces, I think, that he composed. Also do remember that if you have any questions from the meditation or from those channeled words that the Mother Mary offered, you can email me about those free of charge, edwincourtney@gmail.com. And if you want a scripted version of that meditation and if you want the prayer, then message me about that as well. Now,